The Reno Gazette Journal and UNR are hosting the forums to give voters a chance to hear directly from the 19 people running for 4 of the 7 school board seats. Candidates for 2 of the districts were there last night. With me in the studio now is RGJ education reporter Trevin Millard. Trevin, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
The forum last night featured 7 of the 9 candidates running in District A and District D. District A mainly covers South Reno, and District D covers Reno west of 580. What were some of the big disagreements, if there were any?
That was something hard to find, to be honest, with the forum. You know, a lot of the candidates came prepared, and they see eye to eye in a lot of the same things. Some differences you saw were with, you asked them about Tracy Davis's contract, which has been a point of contention with the amount of perks she's getting and her starting pay of $238,000, and all of them but one said they would have not approved it. So they might not have a lot of disagreement there, but you're seeing that a new school board might be elected that doesn't necessarily support the new superintendent in every way, which could cause disruption.
And the hiring and firing of superintendents are the chief responsibilities of the school board. And one of the questions you asked the candidates is how they would handle the hiring of a superintendent. And interestingly, most mentioned they think a nationwide search is not necessary. What were the reasons given for that?
The reason is to have somebody who knows our area, doesn't just use a position here, which is a very large district, as kind of a stepping stone to another district, maybe more desirable. Even though they didn't want a national search, they also still agreed, mostly candidates, that how Tracy Davis was hired was kind of haphazard. Just to explain, when Tracy was hired, the school board currently in office didn't interview her. They denied to even consider anyone else. They first tried to hire her through an open meeting law violation. She didn't even know she was going to be hired at the meeting. So they all agreed that's not how it should be done. But we don't want to do the polar opposite and hire a search firm and go through this big process.
And then one of the biggest topics right now in education is the district's overcrowding problem. And last night wasn't any different. That topic came up quite a bit. All the candidates there said they support a November ballot measure that would raise the sales tax to fund school infrastructure projects. You asked what they would do as board members if the measure doesn't pass in November. What were some of the answers?
There weren't a lot of clear answers, to be honest. I did ask for specifics, and I didn't get a lot of that. Some said just, you know, the school board's already decided. We're going to do year-round and double session to handle that, and there's not much else we can do. A lot of them said, I don't see a change from that game plan for the short term anyway. Others talk about getting money in other ways. Not a lot of clear, precise plan of handling overcrowding if we do not get funding from a very large tax increase.
Aside from overcrowding, school board transparency also came up last night. And because of the board's history with violating open meeting laws, did you get any answers that surprised you?
No, that's been kind of the theme this election of the current regime has been running in a way that's not transparent. It's not considering the views of the public. We need to do away with that. That's been a lot of kind of platforms of candidates. It wasn't surprising that's continuing. There wasn't a lot of, you know, slamming of this current school board, just we need to do better.
So tell me more about the public forum taking place tonight. Which districts are represented?
So we'll have District E candidates, and that's a very interesting race because it's the only race with an incumbent where a sitting board member is going to have to answer to the decisions they've been making. So you have Angie Taylor running against the district's own chief auditor and Carlos Layden, who's a contractor in town. And then in G, that's the race where we have a slew of candidates. We had 8. We now have 7 because one stepped down. And those come from all kinds of backgrounds with, you know, that's the race where you see candidates coming from all sides of the issues. They have a lot of different stances from what I've seen in interviewing each one of them one-on-one. I would say these primary elections don't get a lot of coverage or attention from the public. With school board this year, we have so many candidates and only 2 from each race is advancing forward that these primaries are almost as important as the general election because if they don't make it here, they're done.
Trevin Millard, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.